Welcome to Mingwei Radio's Falun Dafa podcast, bringing you a window into the lives of Falun Dafa practitioners across China and throughout the world. Stories include first-hand accounts from practitioners who face persecution in China, as well as insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Becoming a Cultivator Who Considers Others First by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on March 5th, 2024. Time flies. It has been 27 years since I began to practice Falun Dafa. Ever since I became a cultivator in 1996, I have followed Master Li's, the founder of Falun Dafa's, teachings, and done what is required of a cultivator. I have never forgotten my initial sincere gratitude for Dafa. At that time, I was near death, yet after listening to just one of Master's lectures, I was no longer in pain. The excitement was beyond words. Dafa is so good. And Master is so compassionate. My mind was filled with Master and Dafa, and I helped spread Dafa. In less than 2 months, over 70 people came to my house to study the Fa and do the exercises. Amazing things happened. Part 1. My family members became Dafa cultivators. My parents lived in another village. One night, I had a dream that my father died. I knew Master was telling me something, so I went to visit my parents. My father's body was swollen, and his arms shook. Staying calm, I took him to my home on my motorcycle. I told him to recite, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. He sat down and listened when we studied the Fa and watched us do the exercises. Master took care of him, and he was back on his feet a week later. My mother had a stroke, and her face drooped. My brother brought her to my home and asked me to take her for a medical checkup. I told my mother to recite, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. She recovered quickly. I told her, this happens because of karma. You often curse at people. Now you tell Master, I was wrong. I will not curse at people anymore. She did what I told her, and she soon recovered. Our entire village knew about it, and they commented on how powerful Dafa is. Later, I moved into town. However, relatives still came to me when they needed help. One time, my sister's body swelled up. She came to see me and asked me to take her to the hospital. I told her to say, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. She did and recovered after she was at my house for 3 days. My husband got the hiccups in 2017 and could not get rid of them. He went to several hospitals and was eventually diagnosed with advanced stage liver cancer. He was told that he had 6 months left to live. When we got back home, I told him, the doctor said there is nothing left to do. Why don't you practice Falun Dafa with me? He agreed. We studied the Fa and did the exercises every day. Master took care of him, and his symptoms disappeared within a week. That happened several years ago, and he has since been studying the Fa on his own. One of my brothers suffered from high blood pressure, and it went up to 240. He lost consciousness one time. I went to visit him at the hospital, played a recording from the Minghui website, and told him to recite, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, in his mind. After a few days in the hospital, he woke up but had not improved much. Half of his body was weak and he couldn't walk. It was clear there wasn't much more the hospital could do for him, so I told my sister-in-law, let's leave the hospital and go home to recover. She understood what I meant. However, the hospital refused to discharge my brother, and they said that the family has to take full responsibility for any consequences if he leaves the hospital. We signed the waiver, and my brother was discharged. I stayed at my brother's place for a month. I studied the Fa with him and played radio programs from the Minghui website for him. I told him to improve his attitude and change his temper. And I explained that all sickness is caused by karma. He should strive to be a good person and not commit bad deeds. In the past, my brother and father treated each other like enemies. They would argue whenever they met, and my father avoided seeing him. After our mother passed away, my father was living with me. He is 86 years old, and he refused to live with any of my other siblings. After my brother recovered, he brought our father to his home. I called my father one day and asked, "Are you happy there? Is my brother still talking back at you?" He replied cheerfully, "Never. He is good to me. I am happy for both my father and my brother." My nephew has leukemia. His platelet count was low and he appeared to be dying. I brought him home. When he arrived home, he was shivering, so he wrapped himself in the quilt. I studied the Fa with him and taught him the exercises. During the sitting meditation, I saw tears running down his face. I knew it was his knowing side crying out of excitement. He was saved. He sat meditating with me for 40 minutes. He got better and has since been in remission. Our family all benefited from Dafa's blessing. We are thankful for Master's salvation. As Master said in teaching the Fa and answering questions in Jinan, quote, "When one person obtains the Fa, the whole family benefits," unquote. Part 2, Passing the Test of Sentimentality for My Youngest Brother. Whenever I encountered difficult situations, I would think about my situation before I became a Dafa cultivator. I was tormented by illness and was dying. Master endured pain for me and cleansed my body. He changed me into a selfless Dafa cultivator who considers others first, and he gave me the best gift in the world. Being unable to overcome a tribulation means that a cultivator is not living up to Master's compassion. When facing tribulations, I would say to Master, "I must overcome this tribulation, every one of them." My youngest brother is a stubborn person. He refused to listen when I clarified the truth to him, and he did not believe any of it. His wife left him soon after he was diagnosed with kidney failure. I took care of him, paid his medical bills, gave him money to spend, and took him to dialysis. I live quite far from the dialysis center, and traveling there back and forth was inconvenient and time-consuming. So I decided to have him stay at the long-term care center near the dialysis center. Upon hearing this, he said that I wanted to send him away and that he could not live without me. We were both sad. He cried, and I cried with him. I begged Master for help, and that I must get over this tribulation. With Master's help, I made it through. When my brother needed care at the hospital, I would take care of him. I helped him bathe, brought him food, and washed his clothes. His roommates were envious of him and said that he had such a good sister. He understands Dafa now. During dialysis, he fainted twice but ended up all right. Doctors said they had never seen any case like him before. It was a miracle. He believes in Dafa, so Master saved him. Part 3, Cultivating When Living With My Son's Family. My son and his wife lived with us after they got married. Everyone in the family likes my cooking, so I cooked without complaining. My daughter-in-law is a straightforward person, and she would say whatever was on her mind. When she was unhappy, she would speak up without considering others' feelings. I did not let her temperament bother me, and I treated her as if nothing unpleasant had happened. Sometime later, she became a DAFA practitioner. One day, she was sobbing when studying the Fa in her room. I asked her what was wrong. She said, "Mother, how could I have ever spoken to you like that? How could I treat you the way I did? The words I used, 'I was wrong, I am sorry, please forgive me.'" I said, "Silly child, I never took your words to heart. I forgot them already. You helped me improve my Xinxing. I should thank you for that." She laughed. "Mother, you are so nice. Practicing DAFA is great. I am so happy and I am grateful for Master's compassion." My grandson was not feeling well at school one day. His teacher called us to see if we wanted to take him home. I said he was all right and he would get better soon. I knew that Master had planned this tribulation for me. My grandson soon felt better. After I became a DAFA cultivator, I felt great, as if all my wishes had come true. I do not over-worry about tribulations, as they are supposed to be there for me to overcome. I will follow the Fa and the progress of Fa rectification and will do what Master wants us to do. As we come to the end of Fa rectification, transitioning into Fa rectification in this dimension, it is very important to find and take the opportunities to cultivate ourselves, live up to the sentient being's expectations, fulfill our vow, and return to our original home with Master. I want to thank Master again for his compassion and protection. Thus, I can be unstoppable on my cultivation path. Thank you, Master.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled "Cherish the Moments That Upset Us" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Mingwe website on February 25, 2024. When some practitioners encounter conflicts in their cultivation, they get caught up in the surface problem and argue over the superficial right or wrong of the issue, while their underlying thought is that they are in the right. Those practitioners may feel wronged and that it is unfair, but in my opinion, those are precisely the opportunities for us to cultivate ourselves. When we are caught up in conflicts and feel upset, we should look beyond superficial matters and see what human notions we have and which of our attachments are being exposed. If we can learn from the situation, we will pass the test. Let's look at conflicts from another angle. Conflicts may be arranged by Master to help us improve. It's also a great opportunity to transform our karma. We should be thankful for whoever created the opportunities instead of feeling upset about them. If we can constantly remind ourselves that everything we encounter in our daily lives is an opportunity for us to improve, that, in my opinion, is solid cultivation. For example, if I always feel upset about someone or find them unreasonable, I need to remember that they are here to help me improve myself on the path to the divine. Or if someone who does not see eye to eye with me, who despises and mocks me, who tarnishes my reputation or hurts my feelings, and who takes advantage of my kindness and pays me back with grievances, it might be because of karmic debts that I owe, and the process is to transform my karma into virtue. How I handle the matter and whether I can remain grateful all depends on whether I want to cultivate. Since we are cultivators, we should not stoop to the ordinary people's level or fight with them. While some practitioners look like they are taking the high road and holding their heads high, they still lower themselves to the level of ordinary people when they compare themselves to someone who doesn't cultivate. It's different from the broad heart that a true cultivator has. It's a very fine line. We need to remember what Master said in teachings at the conference in Europe. Quote, "Remember my words. Regardless of whether the problem is your fault or not, you should look inside yourself and you will find a problem. If the matter has absolutely nothing to do with you or doesn't involve any of the attachments you should break, then that thing would rarely happen to you. If you didn't have an attachment, the problem wouldn't have come about. I have to be responsible for your cultivation. Any problem that happens to you, around you, or among you is most likely related to you, and there is something for you to get rid of. No matter whether it's your fault or not, when my law bodies are having you remove your attachment, they don't care whether it's your fault or another person's. As long as you have an attachment, they will try everything to have you run into problems and have you recognize the attachment that makes you fall short. Yet you're still looking around. This isn't my fault. Or you're still thinking, I'm protecting the Fa. Meanwhile, the other person is thinking, I'm protecting the Fa. In fact, the conflict occurs because you probably each have faults of your own." Unquote. This is my superficial understanding at my current level. Please point out anything not in line with the Fa.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled, "A Test, by a Falun Dafa Practitioner in China." The article was published on the Minghui website on February 26, 2024. "Despite the Chinese Communist Party's internet censorship, I've never had any problems connecting to the Minghui website in the past. But after I moved to my child's home in the city in mid-January 2024, I couldn't connect anymore. I looked within, but I didn't find any attachments. Even in the new environment, I persisted in studying the Fa and clarifying the facts every day. I couldn't figure out what went wrong. The problem lasted for weeks. When I still couldn't get onto Minghui by February 4th, I became very worried, as the Chinese New Year was only 6 days away, and I hadn't sent my greeting to Master Li yet. I kept checking my computer while studying the Fa. Before I had lunch, the connection suddenly went through. I was very excited and submitted my greeting. I also downloaded sharing articles and podcasts from the past few weeks. After that, I couldn't open the Minghui website anymore. On February 9th, Chinese New Year's Eve, I was anxious as to whether I could connect to New Tang Dynasty TV to watch Shen Yin, the only time we can watch the show every year. I sat down to send righteous thoughts. At 9:30 p.m., the connection went through, and I watched the show. Afterwards, I couldn't open Minghui or NTD TV again. From the sharing articles I downloaded, I realized that the internet censorship I experienced wasn't an isolated case. Many other practitioners also encountered similar problems. While thinking about the reason for the widespread internet censorship on the evening of February 15th, the word test suddenly appeared in my mind. Reflecting back when I couldn't connect to Minghui, I asked myself, did I look at the issue with human thinking or with a cultivator's righteous thoughts? It was very much human thinking at play. I realized I didn't have full faith in Master and the Fa. I was upset that the evil was still rampant when the Fa rectification was about to begin in the human world. I placed too much importance on the evil's interference. I admitted my mistake to Master in my heart, I reminded myself that I should cherish the time remaining and cherish the time when I could easily connect to Minghui. I also told myself that Minghui is the home of DAFA practitioners, and no one can block us from accessing it. Hours later, I tried again to connect to Minghui. The page quickly opened. The connection remained stable for the next 2 hours, and I haven't had any more problems when I've tried to access the site since then.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.